Chapter 5. The Purposes of God's Glory. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, summarize the purposes of God's glory. Key verse, Isaiah 45. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Introduction. In the last lesson, you learned basic facts about the glory of God, what it is, where He reveals His glory, and that you have been given the gift of glory. This wonderful gift of glory has many purposes in your life, all of which equip and mobilize you to fulfill your special part in God's plan. Purposes of God's glory. Repeatedly in scriptures, God said that He reveals His glory that the nations may come to know Him. Isaiah 60:21. For I know their works and their thoughts, and it shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. But there are many other purposes for the glory of God, most of which relate to you individually. The glory is given for provision. When you are mobilized to do a work for God, you will have both natural and spiritual needs. The glory of God provides your natural needs. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The glory of God also provides your spiritual needs. Ephesians 3:16. That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with His might by His Spirit in the inner man. Strength. God's glory gives you the strength to minister. Psalm 89:17. For thou art the glory of their strength. Colossians 1:11. Strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. Joy. The glory of God gives joy as you minister. Psalm 149:5. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Isaiah 66:5. Let the Lord be glorified, but He shall appear to your joy, and they, the enemy, shall be ashamed. 1 Peter 1:8. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. 1 Chronicles 16:10. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Liberty. The glory of the Lord is responsible for delivering you from bondage into liberty. It is His glory that will do the same for those to whom you minister. Isaiah 60:1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Romans 8:21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Rest. As you labor and grow weary, God gives you glorious rest. Isaiah 11:10. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people, to it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Sanctification. The glory sanctifies you and makes you a holy vessel, ready to be used by God. Exodus 29:43. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. The reason we see so much sin in the church is that the glory of God is not there. Unity. The glory of God brings unity, which is important as the church is mobilized as one body to fulfill the Great Commission. John 17:22. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Guidance. God leads you by His glory. Isaiah 63:12. That led them by the right hand of Moses with His glorious arm, dividing the water before them, to make himself an everlasting name. Isaiah 63:14. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. Wisdom. The wisdom you need for effective ministry comes from God's glory. Ephesians 1:17-18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Revelation. The Holy Spirit glorifies God as he reveals the things of God to you. John 16:14. He, the Holy Spirit, shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Glorification of his word. Revelation always glorifies God's word. When it was revealed that salvation was also for the Gentiles, Acts 12:23, when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. The word of God is glorified as you permit it to work in your life, 2 Thessalonians 3:1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Resurrection. You will be raised up from the dead by the glory of the Lord. God is in the process of changing your vile body into a glorious one, Philippians 3:21. When Christ appears, you will appear with him in glory, Colossians 3:4, 1 Corinthians 15:43. Warfare. The enemy wants to steal your glory, Psalm 78:61. And they delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hand. The reason the enemy wants to steal your glory is that he realizes its important purposes in mobilizing you for the work of the Lord. He also knows that the glory of God is an effective weapon of spiritual warfare, Isaiah 66:5. Let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they, the enemy, shall be ashamed. Psalm 62:7. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Psalm 3:3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield before me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rear guard. Exodus 15:6-21. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Isaiah 4:5. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and upon her assemblies, a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night, for upon all the glory shall be a defense. Zechariah 2:5. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Isaiah 59:19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. Zechariah 2:8. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, this is God's name for spiritual battle, after the glory that he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you, for he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. The glory of God is part of your defensive armor, and there is a cycle that occurs when you use that glory in warfare. His glory is your defense, and as you are delivered, you are to give glory. As you give glory, you receive more glory. 1 Chronicles 16:35. And say ye, Save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, and glory in thy praise. Psalm 50:15. And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Isaiah 45. Help us, O God, our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Now that you understand the important purposes of the glory of God in mobilizing you for the work of the ministry, you need to know how to experience the glory of God. This is what you will learn in the next chapter.